My brother and Yardley Aikman took two rooms at the Prescott Hotel in Lately and paid in advance for the month. Mrs. Prescott, who had run the place alone since her husband died unexpectedly the previous summer, stood still and smiled politely as Yardley signed in, without being offered the register. And then she studied the signature a long time, as if there was something in it that might have informed her whether or not to take a chance on the young men who had just come in the door. "Is there a problem?" Yardley said, too loud for the room. She was startled and looked up from her register, smiled, and then shook her head. "Only the two of you are staying," she said, looking quickly at me. "Only the two of us," my brother said. She nodded and stared again at the signature. "My husband always checked our guests in." "Is there a problem?" Yardley said again. "If there's a problem, lady, we can go somewhere else." "No," she said, taking the credit card that he dropped on the desk. "It's just that my husband always checked in the guests. I'm not used to where things are yet." Yardley Aikman stared at the woman while she looked for the American Express machine and then ran his credit card through it twice, putting it in upside down the first time. Her fingers shook under his gaze. She gave them two rooms on the second floor, sharing a bath. The rooms smelled damp, and the linoleum floor in the bathroom was warped near the tub and had begun to curl where it met the wall. There was a window above the radiator, which was sealed with paint and would not open even when Yardley Aikman climbed up on the radiator for leverage to force it. "We'll get her to fix this," he said to no one in particular.